You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders reflects on what now for Houston in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
On September 9, 1921, the remnants of a hurricane swept through Tampico, Mexico, and into South Texas. It stalled when it hit a low-pressure system and dumped a record amount of rainfall on Williamson County, just north of Austin. The tiny town of Thrall, 25 miles east of Round Rock, sustained 39.7 inches of rain in 36 hours. More than 150 people died in Williamson County during that deluge. That rainfall record stood for nearly a century, but a new record was set in the Houston area, where some weather stations recorded more than 50 inches of rain since Harvey approached the Texas Gulf Coast and slammed into the fishing town of Rockport. Houston and other cities are just now beginning the long road to recovery. It'll be a very long journey. Like New Orleans, slammed a dozen years ago by Katrina, the Bayou City will never be the same. It will recover, no doubt. Houston's citizens are resilient, diverse, and tough. But a disaster of this magnitude will change Houston. Just how is too soon to tell. My hope is that, as Houston and other cities rebuild, such as Port Arthur, Corpus Christi, and the string of small towns hammered by Harvey, that its leaders face up to the stark reality that this type of storm is likely not a 100-year event. Climate change means such events, sadly, are increasingly likely. There is no way, of course, to plan for 50 inches of rain. But there is a way to mitigate the chances that a 10-inch rain is going to flood so many homes and businesses. At least, let's think about it. It feels guilty to sit safely in the dry parts of Texas knowing tens of thousands of people are displaced, have lost their homes and businesses, and in some cases their lives. We'll all do what we can, whether it's through donations of money or material or heading there to help. Texans are generous when people are suffering. We set aside political and cultural differences and help as best we can. I've learned through social media of a number of colleagues and acquaintances whose homes were damaged by Harvey. I mourn for them. I'm grateful my daughter Meredith and son-in-law Matt were relatively unscathed, though their brew pub on the same property had 12 inches of water at the high point. But that is fixable, and a number of us converged there this week to make the repairs. Mare is also a writer, a fine one. She's editorial director for the Alamo Drafthouse website and magazine. I want to share part of what she wrote in the wake of the storm's destruction because she is far more eloquent than I. My city is underwater. Hurricane to Tropical Storm Harvey has dumped literal trillions of gallons of water on Texas, and flood-susceptible Houston and its surrounding areas are bearing the brunt of that load. I write this to the ceaseless sound of rain, a sound I once loved and now dread. It won't stop raining. Our phones are still constantly buzzing with emergency alerts, warnings of tornadoes and flash floods, and more rain. We're days in, and there are days to go yet. Our home still has power, and those surrounded by water has remained dry. We're safe, but so many others aren't. Tens of thousands of citizens are stranded, in danger, facing the loss of their homes and vehicles and treasured memories. Once the water has gone down and it's safe to visit the city, come to Houston and support local businesses. Give this big, beautiful, unique, multicultural city your love and dollars over the coming months and years. We need it, and you'll get to visit a hell of a town to boot. I love you, Houston. Stay strong. Amen, Meredith.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.